And it's good morning again to Darren.
Hello again, Audrey. We'll start with Sam Bennett, and he will wear the race leader's yellow jersey on day two of the week-long Paris-Nice race today. Sam, in serious form yesterday, won the opening stage, and he'll hope to be in the reckoning again this afternoon. The peloton will travel 188 kilometres and they'll finish in Amelie. It's a flat stage and one for the sprinter, so we'll all have an eye on the cycling a little bit later on. Hope he can make it from two. And he is in serious form at the moment, looks in the shape of his life, and his timing yesterday and the power he had to get to the line was just amazing to watch. He almost made it look easy, in fact. The Paris-Nice race, one of the most prestigious events outside the Grand Tours. In fact, it's considered a warm-up event for the Tour de France itself, and it's an extremely important week for the Irish rider, as he outlined after the race yesterday.
It's already an important part of the year, and the racing is so compact you can't really progress during the racing, so it's important for me to start already on really good form, and then once my first block of racing is done, kind of take back the form a bit and then go again for the Tour de France. So I think everything is going in the right way, and I just have to keep the focus now.
Yeah, Sam Bennett, let's wish him luck a little bit later on. Leona Maguire had a brilliant top 10 at the Drive On Championship in Florida last night. She ended the event in a tie for sixth on 5 under par, 10 behind the winner, Austin Ernst. Is having a really good season, just her second season on the LPGA Tour. And given how disrupted last year was with COVID, she's really beginning to find her form now and wins over $50,000 in prize money. Bryson DeChambeau beat Lee Westwood by a shot to win the Arnold Palmer Invitational. Great watch last night, actually. The big hitting American just holding on. Rory McIlroy was back in a share of 10th place on 3 under par. 8 behind the winner, disappointing 76 for him to end with. Patrick Harrington also had a 76 and was 1 over. Sean Tobin finished 11th in the final of the 3,000 metres at the European Indoor Championships in Poland. Sarah Lavin, Kieran Neville, Molly Scott and Joan Healy all didn't progress to finals. But let's hear from Sean. He was bitterly disappointed with his run and he had some regrets, as he outlines now.
Pretty rough. That was very disappointing. Just feels embarrassing, being honest. Clearly the head wasn't there, so when I went, I didn't go, and my mind was screaming at me to go, and I don't know, I let it go and switched off, and that shouldn't happen at these type of levels. Like, we're all good enough to get it to a final now, but that's not good enough for us, so it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, Sean being really hard on himself there. Thought he did really well, and there's a lot more to come from him. In soccer, very busy day in the Premier League yesterday and a lot of surprising results as well. Manchester City's long winning run came to an end, lost 2-0 to Manchester United. City, though, 11 points clear at the top all the same. Liverpool have lost again, 1-0 at home to Fulham. That's 6 games in a row at home they've lost. Tottenham beat Crystal Palace 4-1. West Brom and Newcastle drew 0-0. RTÉ analyst Lisa Fallon joins me on the line. Lisa, can we start with the Manchester derby? Did City's standards drop yesterday, or do United need a bit more credit?
No, I think in fairness to Manchester United, I think they really set the tempo of the game. I think you could see how high and aggressively they were pressing Manchester City. You know, they went after the game and there seemed to be a real confidence in the performance. And, you know, I think they were full value for it, obviously getting a penalty and getting it converted so early in the game. But I think it actually comes from a move that showed serious sign of intent from them right from the off. They tore into the game. They weren't intimidated by Manchester City's run. And you wouldn't expect that they would be. But you could clearly see that they saw this game as an opportunity, not just to get 3 points, but to end the run. And I think even some of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's comments earlier in the week in the lead up to the game kind of gave you the sense that, you know, his personality is starting to show in this Manchester United team. I know personally I was probably a little bit critical of them earlier in the season, where I wasn't sure you could really see a real identity to the team. But I think we're starting to see that now over the last number of weeks and even months. And, you know, Solskjaer is certainly putting his stamp on this team, and his personality is starting to come out in them.
Now let's move to Merseyside. What has gone wrong with Liverpool? 6 home defeats, consecutive home defeats at Anfield. What's going wrong there, Lisa?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think Jurgen Klopp's comments were really interesting after the game. You know, he talked about not being able, not knowing quite what is wrong. And, you know, certainly momentum has shifted against them. But, you know, momentum is such a powerful thing, Darren. It's, you know, when it's with you, it's a really powerful, energizing thing that gives confidence, belief. But when it goes against you, it can be very tiring, draining, fatiguing. Players feel knocks more, you know, when you're on that run of winning, and, you know, the physio room is always empty, you know. But I think, you know, they've had a lot of setbacks this year. And also, I think, you know, you look at how long it took for Liverpool to win that Premier League title. It was a thing that hung over them for so, so long, like not just years, decades. And the build up to winning that Premier League title last season was just hugely significant. And it was everything. It was absolutely everything. And I think, you know, once you get over that line, it can almost lead to a little bit of fatigue from that success, and to generate that hunger and that absolute will to do whatever it takes to get there. It can be a little bit difficult to find that again. I think, you know, certainly at Cork City, when, you know, we had that relentless pursuit of that in 2017 to win that league title, you know, it was a relentless pursuit over Dundalk, and eventually to get over the line, it was just, it meant everything. And yes, you go again and that, but it is really difficult to generate that same intense hunger and drive. And I think, you know, that's really what defines the really, really great teams, is our teams that have that capacity to do it over and over again consistently, you know, a number of years in a row. And, you know, Liverpool have had a lot of setbacks this year too, with injuries and like I said, you know, the times that we're in as well. So and there's also been, you know, personal tragedy within the camp, and all those things do take their toll. But for Liverpool, you know, they've Champions League now on Wednesday. It's an opportunity to go after a game that, you know, against RB Leipzig, and they're 2-0 up going into the game, and, you know, just having that fresh competition, one that they're still very much in, it could be the perfect tonic for them this week.
We'll see. Lisa, thanks for joining us as always. Finally, Rangers champions of Scotland. That was after Celtic's scoreless draw with Dundee United. Back to you in studio.